Hey guys, I'm Lacey and this is Paranormal Obsession. Welcome back, or if you're new here, hello. This is the place for all things spooky. And today's episode is all about one of the most haunted spots in St. Augustine, Florida, the Old Jail. This place deserves a 10, probably an 11 on the spooky scale, just because of the fear that I had standing all alone in the cells in the pitch black at night with only a flashlight. What's a flashlight? Flashlight in a spirit box. Y'all, that really happened. And it was an experience for sure. This was the place that made me a true believer in the paranormal and that there are things out there beyond our human perception in our universe that we don't fully understand and we may never fully understand. But I think that it's so fascinating, and that's why I made this podcast, to talk about those kind of things. Alright, now for a little bit of history and background on how it started. A man named Henry Flagler opened a hotel in St. Augustine called the Ponce de Leon. Henry was a very rich man. He was an industrialist and a founder of the Florida East Coast Railway. But Henry had a problem. Basically, the town jail was killing his vibe. He didn't want potential investors coming to St. Augustine and being turned away by the jail, basically. So Henry had a new jail built for, I think it was $10,000. It was enough to make it look good, and that's all he wanted, basically, a building that looked good from the outside. It didn't matter that it didn't have a bathroom or running water, you know, basic things that humans need. The same people that built the famous Alcatraz prison in California built this jail. He had the exterior designed to look like a Victorian-style house. And I have a picture posted on my Instagram that I took of the outside. If you want to see that, just go to Paranormal Obsession. From the outside, it looks very nice and cozy. You wouldn't think it was a jail just walking by, besides the bars on the windows. The jail was opened in 1891 and was used up until 1953. And it had some of the worst living conditions imaginable and kept some of the most dangerous prisoners around. Just a couple I was able to find were a guy named Sim Jackson, who was imprisoned and hung, actually, for murdering his wife with a straight razor. And then a man named Charlie Powell, who decapitated a man just for spreading rumors about his wife. So that's the kind of people they had in this prison. But I also want to put out there that it was very easy back then to be put in this prison, even for innocent people. The conditions in this jail were so inhumane. The walls were 20 feet tall and so thick that no one could hear their screams from the outside, and they couldn't hear from the inside also. The cells are tiny when you go in there, and they were cramped, several people to a tiny cell, and they could barely move around. They had no bathing place, nowhere to get rid of human waste, but a bucket that they would pass around from cell to cell. So you can imagine that smell. Obviously, this led to a lot of disease. If you were put into this jail, it was basically a death sentence, because people on average lived at most 2 years there. Most that entered died. Just imagine, especially if you were innocent, being trapped in a tiny, overcrowded cell in the Florida heat with the terrible smell that you can't escape. Starving. I'm sure people had to have been passing out and dying around you just from things like heat stroke, you know, in a tiny little cell, people unconscious or dead next to you. It's just gotta be terrifying.
And to think about innocent people being taken away from their families or their children and being treated like less than animals is awful.
Especially, like, if you are an innocent person and you're partnered with somebody that actually committed horrible crimes, that's gotta be one of the most scariest things. The suffering that happened in this jail is absolutely horrific, but I feel like it's something that needs to be known, what these people went through. A lot of these inmates were actually good, average people. From my research, it seemed like even innocent women that didn't have a prestigious husband could be locked up. They were beat, tortured, starved, and forced to work basically as slaves nonstop. They were shackled, and sometimes they didn't even have shoes when they worked. These people were so starved that they would eat whatever they could find, including bugs or like small rodents running through their cells. Females were raped, used as sex workers. Diseases like tuberculosis were terrible, which that's to be expected with the conditions they lived in. I'm sure there was every kind of disease imaginable in there. And on top of that, they never got to see a doctor. The only time a doctor did show up was on hanging days, which, yes, they hung people there. They had to sleep on bug-infested mattresses and didn't even get blankets or pillows. So the sheriff and his family actually lived in the jail, but their conditions were completely different. They had everything that they needed. Apparently, they even had dogs living with them. They had everything they needed while these people were literally dying next to them because they were so deprived of basic human needs. It said he would make the prisoners' lives hell and was often seen roaming the cell blocks with a rope. Now, let's talk about solitary confinement. This is where you did not want to end up. I mean, you didn't want to end up anywhere near this jail, but if you were there, you definitely didn't want to be in the solitary confinement. In solitary confinement, you got nothing, not even a bed. Obviously, that would drive anyone absolutely insane. This place has made skeptics turn into believers because they say if you sit by yourself in the far left corner, you'll see a shadowy figure coming towards you. The back of the building was the maximum security cells, which had a torture area and a place for people to watch. So the townspeople would come on hanging days, and it was a big event. You know, they loved to come watch. It's like they were going to a show. There were 8 documented hangings. That is the only time a doctor would show up. From what I found, the doctor was there to see how long it would take them to die. Some common paranormal reports that people experience are hearing chains and footsteps, really bad odors, dogs barking because the sheriff, voices, crying, screaming, whistling, cold spots, being touched, and scratches. There is a frequent entity that people say they see, and it is called the crawler. That's just ugh. So it's a figure reported to be seen crawling across the floor and following people. And I'm very sorry if you're listening to this alone or at night. Whenever I visited the jail, it was late, around midnight, because we had made a reservation to go. You can tour it and do your own paranormal investigation. There was maybe 5 other people, plus my grandma and my mom with me. So it was just us, and we were given 45 minutes to basically just roam around free in the jail in the pitch black with only flashlights and equipment, like I said in the beginning, which, you know, whenever you get off into a space and you're completely alone in this jail where you know all of these terrible things went down and you know that it's haunted, I mean, it's just a very heavy feeling. So I used a couple of the tools, but I used the spirit box mostly, but also the EMF reader too. I also use a thermal camera. The energy of the place was just really dark, as you could probably imagine. I wasn't touched or anything while we were there, but when we watched the videos later that we took, there were obvious noises that were not there at the time of recording them. And there are a few sounds that I want to play for you, but just be warned, they're pretty creepy. And
any of the sounds I share, I swear on everything. I have not altered any of the videos or anything like that. It's exactly how I recorded it. Now, here's the first one. So, this next one, my friend and I swear that we hear screams in the beginning, and then right before I ask, "Is there anyone here?" you hear a male's voice say, "Enough," and then right after I ask that, a female says, "Enough," and then somebody says, "Yes." But I want to know what you guys hear. Is there anyone here with us? Yes? Okay, and the last one I'm going to play for you, I just want to know what you guys think. To me, it's kind of a similar sound to when, like, the wind blows really hard, but let me know what you think. So, the sound is right before I say hello. Hello? In 1953, the jail closed, and the following year, they turned it into an attraction. 60 years of suffering happened there. That is just awful to think about. I'm sure the spirits of those tragic deaths had some sort of attachment to the jail, or it's become sort of a gateway for spirits. I also want to put this out there, if I ever get any information wrong, please let me know, because I definitely want to correct myself. Don't forget to go check out my Instagram, Paranormal Obsession. I'll be posting photos and videos of the jail, so you don't want to miss that. And be sure to subscribe, because I'll be posting on here every single week, maybe even more if I get too excited. But that's all for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you.